Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, February 20th, 2023. Happy President's Day. Here's what's happening today in America. Jimmy Carter is on hospice care. How many Americans are financially just getting by? A childhood classic gets a PC revision, and Chick-fil-A offering a new sandwich. Would you eat it? All that coming up. And Bill, of course, will be here with the message of the day. But first, former President Jimmy Carter is currently under hospice care. Carter was originally diagnosed with cancer in 2015, originally in his liver, but the next day it was found that it spread to four places in his brain. He was told he may only have a few weeks to live. That was in 2015. At the time, he said, "I was surprisingly at ease. I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting, adventurous, and gratifying existence." A few months later, the cancer in his brain was gone. That was 8 years ago. Jimmy Carter is 98 years old. A new survey from LendingTree found that 64% of consumers say they're just getting by living paycheck to paycheck, but 86% of those who are living paycheck to paycheck make more than $100,000. The median household income is $70,000. Nestle, the world's biggest food company, says the price of staple foods will continue to rise this year. Eggs are still 70% more expensive than a year ago. And the price of used cars, super high during COVID, then dropped. They're now back up 4% in just the last 2 weeks. Well, this should be illegal. Puffin Publishing, the publishers of Roald Dahl's classics, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, The Big Friendly Giant, and of course, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they changed the words in his books to make them more woke, politically correct. They ran the stories through a group of sensitivity readers. That's a real thing these days. Sensitivity readers called Inclusive Minds. They call themselves a collective of people who are passionate about inclusion, diversity, equality, and accessibility in children's literature. So the Cloud Men are now Cloud People. Matilda used to read Rudyard Kipling. Now she reads Jane Austen. The word fat, that's gone. Mrs. Trunchbull, she no longer has a great horsey face. And the Oompa Loompas are no longer no higher than my knee. Now they're just small. And the boys and girls have been changed to children. How pathetic. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was published in 1964. And I'm not sure which story I'm more annoyed by, that one or this one. Chick-fil-A is offering a new sandwich, but it's not made out of chicken. What's it made out of? Cauliflower. Because when I'm hungry, that's what I sure have a hankering for. Some cauliflower. They're currently testing it in Denver, Charleston, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Maybe I'll order this cauliflower sandwich only on Sundays. I'm Mike Slater. You can check out my podcast, Politics by Faith. But before that, Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I am currently writing my next book called Killing the Witches, the horror of Salem, Massachusetts. It is a history of the first years of America and how the witch trials influenced how we live today. Now, Disney Plus is another one of these streaming channels, and it has a cartoon on it right now that tells children who watch cartoons that slaves built the United States. Okay, that's a lie. I don't know of many cartoons that lie outright, but this one does. Again, this is the Disney Company. So we have researched the early years of America very thoroughly, and in the South, slaves did build the agrarian economy, farming. But in the North, in New England, that was a manufacturing economy, very powerful. The South was rural, the North was urban. Salem was an extension of Boston. There were ships coming in and out of Boston and Salem all the time, trading. Slaves had nothing to do with that. Nothing. Yet Disney is ramming this stuff down the throats of the kids that slaves built America. It is appalling. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Anne, concierge member, Anne gets direct access to me. Please check out that program on BillO'Reilly.com. I would hate to be the yoga instructor in Los Angeles teaching the drug dealers. What could go wrong? I know. We did that story yesterday. Gene Dungy, Gilbert, Arizona. Bill, you commented on how Carrie Lake did not stand for the so-called black national anthem at the Super Bowl. Then you wanted to say it was just a song, since when are we supposed to stand for just songs? Gene, you just missed that whole thing. Now, you as a premium member, you are a premium member. You have access to the transcripts every night. I said clearly, there is no black national anthem. Does not exist, this song, okay? Nobody is compelled to stand during the song. Certainly not Carrie Lake. I don't know what the beef is here. I reported accurately what happened. She went public with it. Susan Gilbert, Brenham, Texas. Not only are food products increasing, but insurance is taking a big bite out of our budget. I feel your pain. Shop around. I just did that. Okay? I had this outrageous homeowner's insurance bill. Forget it. I get a much lower deal at another agency. Lloyd Richmond, Farmington, Utah. I thank you and Martin DeGard for researching and publishing Killing the Legends. My wife loves Elvis, so when your book arrived, she grabbed it. She's very complimentary. I'm more interested in Muhammad Ali, and I was unaware of some of the facts you disclosed. The Killing books have stuff that nobody's ever heard because we do primary source. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 31 years ago today, a Texas billionaire announced his candidacy for president of the United States. While a businessman ultimately failed to win the White House, he launched the most successful third-party campaign in U.S. history. Here is the story of Ross Perot. He was born June 27, 1930, Texarkana, Texas. He joined the Navy at the age of 18, then worked at IBM. In 1962, Perot quit IBM and formed his own company called Electronic Data Systems. He sold the business to General Motors in 1984 for $2.5 billion. Wow. On February 20th, 1992, Perot announced his candidacy for president on CNN's Larry King Live. Perot earned widespread popularity among voters dissatisfied with traditional politics. He reached out to both Democrats and Republicans, hiring operatives from each party as senior advisors. Polls in May and June showed Perot leading both Clinton and President Bush the Elder, the incumbent. The billionaire ran a non-traditional campaign, focusing on 30-minute infomercial-style TV advertisements. He rarely delivered speeches and refused to travel. Unlike Clinton and Bush, Perot focused exclusively on the economy. He opposed the North American Free Trade Agreement and vowed to eliminate the country's national debt. In total, Ross Perot spent $65 million of his own personal fortune to finance his campaign. On Election Day 1992, 20 million Americans cast a ballot for the Texas billionaire. That's 19% of the popular vote. But Perot carried zero states. Clinton defeated Bush 370 electoral votes to 168. And here's something else you might not know. While Perot failed to win, his campaign swayed the election towards Clinton. Polls show Perot siphoned fiscal conservatives away from the Republican Party, while liberal voters were unconvinced by his economic message. After his defeat, Ross Perot launched a series of small businesses and nonprofits. He died in Dallas on July 9th, 2019, at the age of 89. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.